Hello everybody, I am Chelsea Cora. Welcome or welcome back to my channel. Today I am sharing a message about money from the ancestors. Now, I have been receiving guidance and support from the realm of the ancestors for quite some time, but it was only recently that I actually built and set up my ancestral altar. So if you're interested in learning more about how and why I connect to the realm of the ancestors, drop a comment in the section below. And if this information is intriguing to you, I invite you to like this video and subscribe to my channel. But basically, I was sitting at my altar the other day and I was doing a shamanic journey. And if you're unfamiliar with what shamanic journeying is, I highly recommend the book Shamanic Journeying by Sandra Ingerman. It's a phenomenal book that really goes into detail about that practice. But basically, it's the practice of creating sacred space, getting into an altered state, and receiving some type of extrasensory awareness of some particular topic that you have a question about in your life. It's a way of tapping into higher guidance from the other world. And my journeys tend to be very visual, which means I'm using my inner vision to see and experience all kinds of things that translate into messages that help to guide me on my highest aligned path in this life. And the other day, I had a specific question about a project that I was thinking about starting. It's something that I wrote a whole business plan for, and I started to have mixed feelings about whether or not I should really go full force and dedicate my time and energy into that endeavor or not. And I was on this beautiful shamanic journey that was guiding me in a lot of different areas, but during one part of it, I actually saw myself sitting in sort of a tribal ceremonial circle where there was an elder and a child, and there was a fire, and I was looking into the fire, and I saw this sort of emerald diamond that was burning inside of the fire. So I actually started reaching my hand in the fire to try to touch this emerald. And when we are in a shamanic journeying, we are entering what is known as non-ordinary reality. And in non-ordinary reality, all types of things are possible that don't apply to the laws of this 3D physical world. For example, you might experience some type of disincarnation where your body is torn apart, you might get eaten by an animal, or you might be able to do things like put your hand inside of a fire. And so in this particular journey, I was sticking my hand into the fire, but my hand was actually burning off. And I put my other hand in the fire to try to grab this emerald stone. And when I did that, my other hand started burning off. And the message was that this emerald stone is unattainable. You can try to reach for it as much as you want, but you're not going to be able to actually touch it. And I was sitting there and I was really communicating to my spirit guides and trying to feel into what does this symbolize? What does this mean? How can I unpack this imagery? And what I realized is that it was showing me that the green emerald symbolized money. And obviously, whenever we embark upon a new business venture or a project or endeavor, a big thing that we think about is, okay, how much money is this going to make me? Is this going to be worth my time and energy? Because as much as we like to be of service in the world, we all do have to pay our bills, and money is something that we have to consider. And when I was honest with myself, I realized that a big reason why I was wanting to do this business endeavor was because of how much money I thought that I could make from it. However, money can't be our only why. And what this vision was showing me is that doing something solely for money is a really big illusion. And that's why in this shamanic journey, I wasn't able to actually reach in and touch that emerald. That it was enticing and it was beautiful and I wanted it so bad, but I could never actually attain it. And they were really showing me this is what happens when you make your why all about money, is it's not a very solid foundation for you to stand on. It's not a good reason for you to do something. Yes, it's a factor, but it's not the end all be all. It's not the main driving force or at least it shouldn't be. Because if we're honest with ourselves, we're living in a world right now that is shifting, but it's shifting out of a dominant old paradigm that has a lot to do with chasing after money, equating the amount of money that we have with our sense of self-worth and wholeness. If I could only make more money, then I would be happy. But it's really just a big illusion, because when somebody sets that goal to make more money and then they make the money, there's always something else that they want that's next. So life becomes about a means to an end, about getting to a destination rather than enjoying the journey, which is the destination. So this was really enlightening for me, because I got to then sit back down with my business plan and realize that, okay, if I took money out of the equation, is this a project that would really light me up, that I would really feel passionate about? And if the answer is no, how can I either make changes to this business plan or scrap it altogether and feel into something new that will light me up? And what I really ended up doing was moving in a completely different direction with that business plan. And I'm grateful, because it was all because I tapped into the guidance of the ancestors to get this message that will steer me on a path that is in higher alignment with my own soul. And it really reminds me of this book that I recently started reading, which is called Creating Money by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer. And these two individuals are renowned channelers. They have created a series of books together, especially Sanaya Roman, where they connect with their spirit guides and they actually let their spirit guides write the book through them. So all of the content of this book is channeled. And one part of this book that I really like that I want to share is a sentence within the introduction that says, "You are a magnificent, powerful person. You can learn to tap into the unlimited abundance of the universe. Creating money can be effortless, the natural outcome of the way you live, think, and act. You can draw anything you want to you." So I really like this because it's talking about money is basically a byproduct of who you are. And that when you actually step into your genius, your purpose, money will just come to you naturally. You don't have to focus on making the money. You focus on working on yourself, healing yourself, and then stepping into the unique divine gift that you are here to share with the world. And the abundance, the money, the fulfillment all come as a byproduct of that. It's not about making the money itself, because making the money itself is not actually going to make us happy. And in order to really understand this, in order to really embody this, it takes a lot of deprogramming and deconditioning. And this is something that I'm currently working on, because we live in this world, like I said, this old paradigm that I really believe we are slowly but surely stepping out of, that says we need money, that money is at the core of everything, money is the driver of everything, money is the giver of happiness and all these things. But if we can just let go of our attachment to money and live in this present moment and acknowledge the abundance that's all around us and follow our bliss, follow our joy. One quote that I love by Joseph Campbell is, "If you follow your bliss, you'll never work a day in your life." Yet we're so used to living in this world where we have to go to work to have money to survive. We have to actively trade ourselves, our labor, our gifts, our talents for money in order to exist in this world, in order to exist happily in this world. And so the new paradigm is all about moving away from that old model and to live in the world, to exist in the world, to thrive in the world by following what genuinely lights you up and doing the uncovering work necessary to even figure that out. Because most of us have these dreams, goals, and desires that are coming from an ego level, that are coming from a societally conditioned level, that are coming from that illusion of, if I can attain these things, then I can be happy, then I can be free. If I can fit into the model, the one-size-fits-all model of what society deems to be successful and fulfilled, then I will have made it. But doing the uncovering, the difficult uncovering work of letting go of those layers of conditioning to find out who am I really and what am I really drawn to on a soul level that will actually lead to authentic fulfillment and happiness, therein lies the gateway to accessing our superconscious, to accessing wealth consciousness, and to being free from the illusions of that emerald diamond within the fire. So I hope that this message was useful for you today. I hope it inspires you this week. If it did, go ahead and like this video, comment below your own experience or thoughts on this topic, and subscribe to my channel for more spiritual content to come. Thank you so much from myself and the realm of the ancestors. Have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to y'all next time.